I hope that this simplified process kind of brings back the human aspect of hiring and also allows you to tap into your intuition a little bit more about who is the right fit for the job.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. We've talked about my hiring practices before on the show, but truth be told, I haven't had to formally hire anyone or seek out a new employee in the last 4 years, which is really wild when you think about it. And a lot of times we'll get asked like, are you hiring? Are you hiring? And 99% of the time, the answer is no. But we recently were hiring and we were able to hire two incredible new team members in under a week using our peculiar method of doing that, of hiring with a twist. I am super excited to share exactly how we did that and landed on two people that we are so pumped to have on our team. And if you have goals of someday joining Team JK, listen closely to this episode because I'm going to give you the roadmap on how to rise to the top of the applicant pool. So without further ado, let's dive on in. If you love listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, then I have the perfect next podcast for you. Imperfect Action, hosted by Steph Taylor, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. Imperfect Action is a bite-sized online marketing podcast for business owners. Join Steph Taylor as she answers all your business marketing questions and deep dives into the nitty-gritty of online marketing and content marketing, social media marketing, and marketing strategy for business owners. She recently covered the super hot topic of AI and how it could impact the online business world. You've got to tune into that if you're curious about all the benefits and the downsides of using AI in your content creation. Listen to Imperfect Action wherever you get your podcasts. So I was recently at an event with a ton of other leaders in the industry. And I would say that one of the main topics that kept coming up as we went around and just kind of talked about our businesses, where we needed help and support, what we were working on, team was a massive topic that we covered. And it was really interesting because around the topic of team, there were a lot of questions of like, I need to hire someone that does this, or I need to get a new CMO, or I recently had a CEO step into my business. And we just talked a lot about like team structure and what that looks like. But along with those topics, we talked about hiring a lot. And I was honestly really blown away by how complicated some people make hiring. People will hire agencies and pay commissions. People will have like 10-step processes or require like the applicants to do 18 different steps before they even get on the phone. And I respect that. Like, I love that for them. That method of hiring overwhelms me to my core. It is just not for me. I don't want to overcomplicate things and I don't want things to take a long time. I don't have the time or the energy or the budget or the bandwidth to complicate this process. So I love the way that I hire. And it's so funny because a lot of times my friends will text me and ask me about like our hiring process. And I have to laugh because it's kind of like stupid simple. Like, it's incredibly simple and I love it. And here's what I need you to know. I have an incredible track record with this method. So my last 4 employees, and now it'll be 6 employees I've hired using this method, and they've all stayed with the company 4 years plus. So that's pretty incredible, right? So first, before we dive in, I kind of want to break down our team structure for you, just so you kind of have this visual of how our team works over here and why it is that we are hiring in the first place. I always love kind of seeing how businesses are structured. So I hope this is helpful for you. So right now we have 5 people on salary, including me. So the roles that we have on salary are my integrator or my right-hand gal, which is Marissa, our podcast producer, who you know, Kylie, who manages all things Gold Digger.
We have all things support through Stephanie, who's been with me for like 7 years. We have our copywriter, Brooklyn, who writes a lot of words each week. And then we have me. So those are the five people on my team that are on salary. Now, we also have contractors. We have a handful of people who are working in the brand weekly. They are doing this consistent contracted work. We have Carrie, who does all of our paid traffic strategy. We have Shannon, who does all of our tech connections and email strategy. We have Kaylee, who rocks Pinterest for us. We have Audrey, who helps with content. We have Natasha, who does all of our automation and chat strategy. We have Jess, who's our fractional CMO and leads marketing. And we have Maddie, who is our queen of the graphics. So overall, whenever people ask me how large my team is, I generally say about 10, because that's the amount of people in our Slack channel. And those are the individuals who are working in the company each week. Some contractors are working on the business daily. Some are more on this weekly or monthly retainer. But again, this kind of makes up the majority of our team. So maybe you're wondering, okay, well, why are you hiring two new people? That's a question even my husband was asking. It's been really interesting for me over the last few years, specifically the last 4 years, I would say, since becoming a mom. I've had this desire to kind of hit the brake pedal in my business. I've talked about this a lot on the show. I wrote about it in my book, but I've been in this kind of season of wanting to still show up and serve and do really big things from a career standpoint, but also to not overextend myself or to kind of get out of balance and make business the primary focus of my life. Like, my family and spending time as my currency are like the main motivators for how I want to move through this season of life. And so even when I told Drew, like, hey, we're hiring two new people, he's like, wait, what? Like, I thought you wanted to keep the team small. Like, I thought you were going smaller, not bigger. And so I had to kind of walk him through this vision. This is something that we do often, husband and wife, especially when it comes to business things, because he is on a very much need to know basis when it comes to the work that I do. And so I kind of had to sell the vision for him on why this was the right move for the business and why I was super excited. So let me kind of sell you the vision on what we were thinking and how it came to be. Maybe you're wondering, okay, what positions were you hiring for and why? Let's break it down. So first things first, I didn't necessarily have on my vision board that our team would be expanding or growing, but it was a byproduct of some of the internal decisions we were making. So my integrator, my right-hand gal, like she would be the VP of all things Jenna Kutcher, Marissa, has been with me and joined me shortly after Coco was born. Marissa is in this role as an integrator. And so what's incredible is that as the integrator, her role is to fill in a lot of gaps across the organization. And what's been really interesting is that since she joined, like we basically created her role out of nothing. When I found myself in this season having a newborn and feeling like I was the linchpin of my business. Like everything had to go through me. Everyone was directly reporting to me. I would sit at my computer and I didn't even know where to start or what needed to get done. I needed someone to help be my integrator. And if you've read the book Rocket Fuel, it kind of breaks down the different roles between like a visionary and an integrator. I'm the visionary. Marissa is my integrator. And dang, she is so good. And so what's been really interesting is because I've had this desire to keep my team small, Marissa's role has greatly expanded over the last few years, like wildly expanding her skill set, which has been so beautiful to watch. Like even before I recorded this episode today, I like voice memoed her something and I was like, it is just insane to me to see how your strategy brain has grown over the last 4 years. Like she is so quick and incredible. And so what's interesting is that with her role transitioning, she simultaneously had to take on more ownership in different areas across the brand. So Marissa can do it all. And that's usually what happens. That is what has happened over the last few years. One thing that is really important to me as a leader is having super honest conversations with my team. And I kind of mentioned that like, we don't really have people that leave. Like once you come on this team, it's very rare that somebody steps away from the team. I want to create this environment that grows with you, that evolves with you. And I want for you to be in a position on my team where you feel like you are adding value, but also that the business isn't taking over your life. It's giving you life back. And Marissa went through a massive life transition. She welcomed her sweet daughter, Maeve, into the world, literally like 2 months after Quinn was born. And so we're both in that like season of motherhood together. And I remember after she came back from her maternity leave, getting on the phone with her, and she was like, I'm changed. And I want more time with my daughter. And I don't know that I really want to work full time. And she's kind of having this honest dialogue with me. And boy, could I relate to everything she was saying. And so instead of feeling overwhelmed or being like, all right, well, see you later, I was like, all right, let's see if we can make this work. Like, what would you want to do? If you could do anything, tell me what that would look like for you. And so we started dreaming. And let me preface this by saying, like, we started dreaming about like 8 months ago. So this was not this overnight thing, but I said, I care about you. I love you. You add so much value. You have absolutely changed my life. Like, if there is anything that I can do to keep you on this team, I will do it. So let's talk about what that can look like. So we started to kind of try to figure out, okay, what role will Marissa settle into that will then become a part-time role? And who do we need to hire, or what roles do we need to hire in order to replace what Marissa is currently doing on the team? So we ended up landing on the fact that we believed that we needed two positions. And it was really interesting because we kind of took our own time to dream up, like, what will this look like? And how will this transition look? And what do we need to hire for? And we had a lot of dialogue back and forth about, like, what does this look like? And I actually love how we broke out these two positions in order to ultimately fill what Marissa has been doing on her own. And so we wanted to find A players who knew a lot about the scope of the work that they were hired to do. And we got very clear on like what that would look like. And this is a little bit different from my past hiring practices, because in the past, I've hired people that have adjacent experience, but then we've worked together on training and creating a process. And it's been really great, right? I've had people that literally kind of created their own position and what that looks like without having the exact experience I needed. But this time around, we wanted to do it differently. We wanted to hire people who already had experience and could literally just like hit the ground running. And one thing I want to say as a little caveat, there is something to be said about looking at someone's experience and skill set. And although they might not be able to tick every box, knowing as a leader what skills are transferable and teachable. And I believe that in the hiring process, a lot of talented people are skimmed over by employers staying strict in this vision of a fit. And one thing that Marissa said to me is she's like, you don't do that. And because you don't do that, it's produced this cultivation of a truly talent-rich team. Like, my team has come from many different industries. They have many hidden skill sets that we've ended up leveraging. And a lot of times, actually more times than not, they didn't fit all of the boxes that I maybe would have had on a job description, but I knew that they were the right people for the job.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so let me break down what our process looked like and how it all went down. Okay, so first things first, I used to do this on my own, but this time I got to do it alongside of Marissa, and I thought it was awesome to have a teammate doing this. And so we created the roles and the job descriptions. So I encouraged Marissa to craft her dream role. And what was awesome is that in doing that exercise, it really helped us break down, here are all the roles that she's currently playing. Here's what she's currently doing. And it allowed us to evaluate the needs that we had to fill in order to help make this transition. So we first made this internal bulleted list of what we wanted in candidates and what we were looking for. And we did this separately. And then we came together, compared notes, added on different things. Then we got a few examples of job descriptions for similar positions. I asked different friends like, hey, do you have a job description for this position that I could peek at? We pulled a few extra pieces from those. And then lastly, I used AI to help create the perfect job posting. So I used ChatGPT and I typed in like, give me a job description for a part-time course project manager who does X, Y, and Z. And I just kept refining the input that I was putting into ChatGPT, and it gave us one heck of an amazing job description that we ended up using. So we kind of created the roles and job descriptions, piecemealing it together, using our own internal needs, using other recommendations from people that we trust, and then also using AI to help us generate this awesome job description. The Gold Digger podcast is supported by HubSpot. Entrepreneurs have a lot to deal without tedious tasks like manually updating reports or chasing down teams to figure out if targets have slipped. With HubSpot CRM, get real-time data at your fingertips so your teams can stay in sync across the customer journey. Track your contacts and customers, send personalized emails in bulk, and get the context you need to create amazing experiences for your teams and for your customers at scale, all from one powerful platform. It's why more than 150,000 companies already use HubSpot CRM to run their businesses better. Plus, HubSpot's user-friendly interface sets you up for success from day one, so you can spend less time managing software and more time on what matters, your customers. There's no better time to get organized. Learn how HubSpot can help your business grow better and get a special offer of 20% off on eligible plans at HubSpot.com/golddigger. Then what we did is, because we had a different prioritization in terms of the roles that we needed one role to onboard faster than the other because of the timing of a launch inside the brand. We decided, instead of hiring two people at once, which can be really overwhelming, we're going to list one position on LinkedIn. Now, this is not sponsored by LinkedIn. I absolutely wish it was. That would have been very smart on my end. But I have sworn by LinkedIn as the means of hiring forever. Like, whenever somebody texts me about hiring, I'm like, all right, let me tell you about LinkedIn. That is the only way I've hired in the last few years. The last five team members I've hired have come from LinkedIn. I swear by it. It's super simple. Here's why I love it. First, it is super easy to create a job listing on there and to get it up and published. I was actually just looking at the site. It is like a few clicks of a button where you can take this job description that you made and get it published. It is also super cost effective. When I heard how much my peers are spending on different hiring agencies, oh my gosh, it was mind blowing. We spent a total of $98 to hire new team members, $98. Another reason why I loved LinkedIn is because people can't fudge their experience. They literally submit their LinkedIn profile and resume, and that's what you see as the person hiring. If you really, truly want people who have experience, this is incredible because no one can lie about what their work experience was. It is laid out for you on a very clear resume in chronological order so that you can see what roles they've played, what companies they've worked for. I love it because it just really simplifies, especially if you're looking for people that already have experience in what you're hiring for. And then lastly, I love LinkedIn. It is easy to sort and rank and highlight profiles that you want to remember. One thing I will say, and if anyone from LinkedIn is listening to this, it used to be a lot easier. Like, I was a little bit bummed out this time around. You used to be able to type in like a keyword and then it would pull anyone's profiles to the top that had those words in their job experience or history. And so this time I will say it was a little bit more clunky, but you are able to add in pre-screening questions, which does aid in the sorting process. And that helped us see who stood out quickly. we had three very simple pre-screening questions. And so then we were able to sort for people that said yes to those. That then brought their applications to the top, which made it a little bit easier. So I highly recommend using the pre-screening questions. And you can ask things like, do you have more than 3 years of experience in X, Y, or Z? Or are you familiar with this tech stack? And you can list out the different softwares that you want them to use, things like that. So that was a really great way to help sort it. I do kind of miss the old LinkedIn, I'm not going to lie, where you could type in a word like conversion copywriting, and then it would only pull up the profiles that had that. But, you know, it's okay. We liked it. So we decided we were just going to list one position, the position we needed to hire for the first. So we posted that we were hiring. I'm pretty sure I only did an Instagram post linking to the job description in LinkedIn. And all people had to do is, it's a one-click application. So it literally just submits their profile. They answer those three screening questions and that's it. So it's very simple for people to apply and it is very simple for us to post it. Pretty sure I posted it for probably like 10 hours and we realized, okay, we have a ton of candidates and we kind of sorted through them and we're like, okay, we feel good about the quality of candidates that we're seeing here. I think we're going to close this job posting. So I think we maybe left it up for about 24 hours or so. So what we ended up doing is Marissa and I made a spreadsheet and I dropped my favorites and Marissa dropped her favorites. And in the past, hiring has been 100% on me. But since Marissa is essentially hiring her replacements, she wanted to be a part of this process. And it was so invaluable to have another set of eyes on things. So we basically just made this Google sheet where we dropped their name, we dropped their link to their resume, we commented in like why they stood out to us. And we were also thinking about the other job description and if they could be a potential fit for that as well. So that was kind of like our secret, is that we only had one job listing up, but we were also internally thinking, hey, they might not be a fit for this project manager for our digital courses, but they might be a good fit for our project manager of content that nobody knew we were hiring about except for us. So we had created this Google sheet where we were kind of sorting through, and it was really fun. For me, hiring has a lot to do with like instinct and gut feelings as much as it has to do with things like experience. And so I like to go through and look at all the candidates. And then I like to log off and then I ask myself, okay, who am I still thinking about or who stood out to me or who got me excited? And those are the people that I dropped onto the Google sheet. Next, we started to narrow the field. So again, we had 298 applicants in about 24 hours. So we decided to shut off the listing and just work with the applicants that we had. And we felt really good about them. So we ended up narrowing the 298 down to six candidates that we wanted to interview. So we had our Google sheet, then we kind of revisited it. We looked at each other's favorites. We kind of narrowed it down to six people that we were going to interview. Now, in the past, this part is a little bit different. So usually I just do the interviews, but fun fact about both Marissa and myself, we were both in HR for Target. We have that in common. It's something we bonded over. And so we both have experience doing interviews. And Marissa was really excited to do this part of the process. So she was like, how about this? I'll do round one, you do round two. We both love the interview and the hiring process. And so what was awesome about it is that she got to do the first round of interviews. I wanted her perspective. She is hiring the people that will fill her shoes. Let her have the first say. This also saved me a lot of time because I didn't have to sit on six interviews. She did it in a really time effective way, which I loved. So she did the six interviews. She literally like bashed them back to back to back, knocked him out in 24 hours. And what I asked her is I said, after each interview, just send me a 60-second voice memo of the energy, the vibe, what you thought about, what your gut is telling you, so that we can remember that information. You could also drop that into the Google Excel sheet, but I actually loved hearing her voice because it was different after each candidate, which really made certain people stand out to me because I could hear a difference in her voice when she talked about him. So then after she had six candidates, I totally trusted her to drop it down to the top three. I was like, you give me your final three. So in theory, at the time, we're only hiring for one role, but we had kept in the back of our mind that we do have two positions we're hiring for. And if someone could be a fit for that second role, we wanted to hire them too. We could save ourselves time of having to do this entire process over again. And so Marissa got the top six down to three. She had asked them specific questions. She went in a little bit more like organized and systematic than I did. But I kind of love that because that's like the difference in us. I'm the visionary. She's the integrator. It makes sense that she has more of like a system and a strategy, whereas I'm like, okay, tell me about you. Tell me about your heart. So what we ended up doing is then I scheduled interviews for the final three. In the back of my mind, I'm like, I think we can hire two out of three of these people. I absolutely loved all three of the calls that I got to do with the individuals, and it actually worked out really well. So I did the first call with an amazing woman named Michelle, who became our course project manager. So she is now owning and managing our digital courses. And what's awesome about Michelle is when Marissa got off the phone with her and sent me that 60-second voice note, I could hear it in Marissa's voice. She was just blown away. She loved Michelle. And so it was super, super fun to connect with her. And then the second person that I interviewed actually came by way of recommendation from my friend Jasmine Starr. And she had said, hey, like there is this gal, her name is Hannah. She worked for us. We unfortunately had to do some different staffing cuts and we did not want to let her go, but it was just how it worked. But I love her. She let me know she applied for your job. I think she would be great. And so she had come to us through that strong recommendation from someone we trusted. And I also knew how Jasmine's business worked and what that experience likely looked like and how it could translate into our role. And so then I got to interview Hannah. Now, what was interesting is after Michelle's phone call and interview with me, which I'll explain kind of what I do on my interviews, I knew like in my gut, I was like, she's perfect. She is amazing. I would love to have her on the team. And there are certain things that Michelle said during our conversation that I was like, oh, she is an amazing fit. So then I went on the phone with Hannah and we were talking about the role that she had applied for, which was the role that I was already envisioning Michelle in. And so I said, you know, Hannah, I want to let you know, we actually have a secondary role that we're hiring for. We didn't post about it. We haven't talked about it, but can I talk to you about this role to see if it might be a good fit? And what was amazing is that the second role that we were hiring for, a project manager of our content, was actually a better fit for Hannah. Like she lit up when she heard about this role. And so it was awesome because again, she had applied for something different, but she is overqualified in a beautiful way for the secondary position. So then I got to the third call and I like texted Marissa ahead of time and said, I really hope I don't like this person because in my mind, we've already filled the positions. And what was incredible is the third call was with someone who really just respected our brand and had a deep admiration and had this incredible skill set for an area of business that we've talked about potentially exploring in the future, but that we're not ready to explore right now. And so it was this beautiful conversation of dreaming and scheming of what could become part of our business down the road. But it wasn't the right fit. And I really appreciated our connection. And it didn't feel like I was like breaking up with her or letting her down because we had such a rich conversation about like, well, what could this look like? And I loved it too, because she was in a position right now with a company that she actually enjoyed. She just really respected what we had built and wanted to join our team. And so we kind of left that like open-ended and it actually felt really good because I was like, I don't want to like disappoint anyone. And so it worked out perfectly. So when I got on the phone, I just connected with each person for 30 minutes. And I really want to get to know the people first, because to me, I look at my team as a family. Like we are this most incredible, remote, dysfunctional, beautiful family of really interesting different human beings from all different walks of life. We have walked through a lot of life together, from miscarriages to births to deaths to transitions and evolutions. And we have just been through a lot of life together. So ultimately, yes, I care about what you know and what you can bring to the table, but I also care about like, who are you? And like, do I want to spend time with you? When I think about our team retreats, they kind of feel like bachelorette parties in a fun way because we just love being together and we love having fun together. And so I want to imagine like, would I want to be spending more time with this person? And so when I got on the phone with the different candidates, I was just kind of asking questions first about like, who are you? What stage of life are you in? What is exciting you these days? And then we kind of got into some of the specifics and different things that they could bring to the table.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
So that was just like the process. And what was amazing is then after I did my interviews, by the end of the day, we had put out the two different job offers. We had already started giving out the formal job offers and the paperwork. Once we got those acceptance letters, then we started all of the formal process of hiring. And it was so pain-free and it was really, really fun. So maybe you're wondering, okay, what tools do I need to hire in 7 days? So you need a LinkedIn profile and a company page for your business. If you do not have these would be great things for you to get set up. We actually have an old episode on the podcast that I'll link in today's show notes that talks about the power of LinkedIn. And it's something that we've been focused on since that episode. You also need a free Calendly account, which is what we use to schedule the interviews. We just open up a block of time. People can select the time. We use a Google Sheet, again, free. We used ChatGPT. This tool could also help generate suggested interview questions or help craft emails for candidates too, if you need help there. And then we use Zoom. So as you can tell, it's a very light lift and kind of almost free. And also, I checked before I hit record on this. Back in the day, LinkedIn was a sponsor of the show. And if you go to linkedin.com/golddigger, you get your first job posting free. Again, this is not sponsored. It has been in the past. I wish it was today. But linkedin.com/golddigger will get you your first job posting free. And so ultimately, you could hire someone for free using this method and this process using LinkedIn. I am so honestly excited about these new hires. I'm really, really, truly excited for Marissa to transition into a part-time role so that she can spend more time with her baby girl. I am excited about the evolution of the brand and business. I'm also excited about hiring for positions that I notoriously have kind of managed on my own. And so we are crafting these roles from scratch, which is really exciting to me. Like, this is how we grow. This is how we learn. This is how we evolve. And so I'm really excited to see what these new teammates will bring to the table, what ideas will come out of this. You know, it's not necessarily something I envision growing the team in this way, but it's also something I feel a lot of peace and clarity over. And I'm really just like in this season of asking for help, accepting help, and growing in a way that feels good and doesn't just look good. And so I'm super excited about what this is going to bring. And I hope that if you are in this position where you recognize that you need help or you need to hire, I hope that this simple process just breaks things down in a way that feels manageable. I think a lot of times we are reluctant to get help because we think about this overwhelming process of, you know, interviewing 20 people and asking 20 questions and then comparing the results and then following up and then having them take the Myers-Briggs and the Enneagram and then thinking about what numbers you need and not even knowing. And so then you get overwhelmed and you stop. I hope that this simplified process kind of brings back the human aspect of hiring and also allows you to tap into your intuition a little bit more about who is the right fit for the job. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Hopefully you'll get to meet our new members of our team very soon. I can't wait to see the fruits of their labor, and I cannot wait to work alongside of them. And if today's episode is helpful for you, would you take a minute and just leave a review? I know it feels silly, but it makes a massive difference for our show. It helps me to understand which content is resonating with you. And it also just encourages the team that works so hard to create the show each and every week. So if you have a minute, make sure you subscribe and leave a review. And of course, until next time, Gold Diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.